Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go, welcome to show number 2,953.
Along with Steve the Thrill Hill.
Three Ted Smith. Robin Fox. And my cock.
Montgomery.
Thank you. Harry the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has 10 traditional Christmas foods from around the world. No Way Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, the men's room shot of the day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drink it, drink. Here we go. California man trying to burglarize Chinese restaurants gets stuck in a grease vent for 2 days. Meanwhile, a Kansas man falls off a ladder with a nail gun and has a shot that definitely will amaze. Teacher of the year fired after letting kids do topless photo shoot in class. Monk is meditating in Tiger Reserve when something starts lurking in the grass. And police arrest a man in Hawaii named Super Bowl. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel. Boom, there it is. Ted running to the bathroom, bad case of diarrhea today. Hate to throw you under the bus, but I feel like they should know.
Thanks,
we will spin that category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who followed his GPS to Dummyland and found a way to answer 20 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 844-999. Ola, like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hold it, Jules, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2,953.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today. You know, you're thinking to yourself, man, oh man, surely these hardworking people, they have to take a day off. Eventually, we will. This show will be so good, we guarantee you, you will hear this show again. Once again, the head chef in the house, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, has 10 traditional Christmas foods from around the world. And I have no idea any other holiday food items except for the ones that I've been exposed to. This is going to be interesting.
Which is what? Like turkey, but the same thing at Thanksgiving, at a ham.
Maybe there's one you'll know, and you'll get real fired up about it.
Okay, well, I hope,
just because I think your family did it.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
I don't know. Well, it depends. Okay.
It's not spaghetti, but you're on the right track.
All right. If you're in a Catholic home, sometimes I know it was only fish only growing up with my stepfather's family.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And the fish
Merry Christmas, Aquaman.
And
the
fish,
damn.
And it was like fish head soup.
Oh,
sure. Fish head soup.
Made from real tennis shoes.
And there was, the squid that was just terrible.
Or calamari.
Yeah, but they got, like, bait boxes. Is that how it came in the restaurant for you guys, basically just frozen in little white
boxes?
Yeah,
it was just like a bait. But we did stuff to make it palatable.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to take out all the ink, and you got to, cut it up or whatever the hell you got to do.
But, well, what did they do with it?
Oh, they would put it in soup or whatever. It was terrible. I just ate noodles. It was horrible. So
Merry Christmas.
I hope that's not one of those 10 traditional Christmas foods from around the world. Also, Noah Sherlock is back. Another round of Profile This. And, of course, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. And today is the day we do the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. All we ask is you get one question right. So far, our biggest dummy is the lovely and talented Josh, who took a painful 20 questions to get one correct. Now, every time we do play Big Dummy, we do a little men's room poll. And we asked you last time we played, what is the topic that you would like to avoid talking about over the holidays with family and friends? Choices being everything from the ones you've heard about religion and politics to personal matters and money. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, we put the poll up every week on Twitter at Men's Room Live, and you can go there and vote as you can today for these choices. But either way, as far as last week is concerned, it was money at number 4. 9% of you said one topic you don't want to talk about with anybody over the holidays is money. Followed by religion at number 3. 14% of you said religion. You'd like to avoid that. And number 2 was personal matters. And 21% said, no, I don't want to talk about anything personal. Like, why? You have a girlfriend? You ever
don't worry about it. It's off my case, man.
And the number 1 thing, politics, 56%. Overwhelming.
Sure.
That was the one that you would try to avoid. Now, today, this is kind of a strange one. We're going to ask you to pick something. Pick one, we'll say. All right? Mm-hmm. So here are your choices. And keep in mind, this is a lifelong decision.
Right. Nothing's going to change it. This is just how it's going to be.
Pick one. All right. You're going to have it. Number one, we talk about it often. We know for a fact that Reno, Nevada is the only place in the United States that actually has an eye patch store. Not only that, I'm pretty sure, Steve, you said there's a line around the corner.
Oh, it's got to be. Like Black Friday, the eye patch store. That's
so
crazy.
Your first choice is eye patch, which means you're going to have to wear an eye patch for the rest of your life.
All right. Okay. Can I decorate it?
You can do whatever you want. It can be an American flag. You know what I mean? It can be. The patch has a lot. You could even have like a patch that looks like an eye.
I'm taking the eye patch.
You know,
like I don't want an eye patch, but I'm taking.
But so I have to wear an eye patch, but I can have multiple patches.
Yeah, whatever kind of patch you want to wear, brother, that's all you.
But you know what I'm going to wear, dog?
I did this earlier where I covered my eye, and I thought, man, how long could I go? It would take some getting used to. I mean,
yeah,
obviously,
smiles.
Like
it
else,
takes a getting used to not having one of your
weird
freaking eyes.
You know, you just kinda,
you got to put your hand over your eye.
But you picked it.
To figure, yes.
Well, see,
this is pure aesthetics. It's just, please, continue.
Okay, all right.
Continue.
Number 2, colostomy bag.
Hell no, man. Too many things can go wrong.
I will tell you this, I learned this later in life, and it wasn't, my grandmother was a disciplinarian.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a disciplinarian for her children, my stepfather, my 2 aunts, and their father was always on the road doing stuff, and she ruled the house, and she ruled it with an iron fist. You know what I mean? There was no messing around.
And a colostomy bag.
All those kids were very successful, you know, but they knew they can hug dad when he comes in the door, but do not mess with mom. So she already had this attitude.
Don't hug mom.
She's a wonderful, wonderful mother.
Obviously.
And a great grandparent to me, but the one thing was she just didn't like hugs. You know, like, I'd see her, and she'd do, like, a weird thing where, like, I'd come up to give her a hug, and she'd kind of just, you know, like, tap me and push me away, kind of a thing. And it wasn't just me.
The way people do it to you now.
Yeah. Pretty much, yes. It's a tradition that continues.
Right.
But I never learned until later in life that one of the reasons that she didn't want that, and she kind of felt like that...
Don't squeeze my poop sack!
That's exactly what it was. And the fact that she had that, and where it was placed, and where she wore
it,
and everything
you
else.
You think she was being cold, and I get it. That's what any kid
would
think.
You just don't know. You think she's a mean grandma, right?
And the truth is, that's the nicest thing she could do.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Because we had a teacher that in high school that always... He was the cross-country coach, right? So he wasn't a big dude, but he wore the baggiest shirts. And we'd always rag on him and this and that. And one day he's like, I have a colostomy bag. You, like,
leave me alone.
Yeah.
How awkward was that silence?
Terribly awkward.
Okay, but let's think of the positives.
To the point of, like, we told the whole school, because our class was just the worst at it. So we told everybody, like, hey, and they were like, yeah, that's why you don't make fun of him. Like,
we just found that out.
There's got to be some positive colostomy bag stories. You buy a four pack of Cottonelle, right? It's really just for your guests.
But I don't have a positive story about my toilet paper, other than that it was present when I needed it. But beyond that, like, that's all. If your colostomy bag worked,
okay,
that's a positive colostomy bag. I got in a car accident. A 7-year-old kid is hanging on a rotting tree branch on the cliff. We had nothing to reach him.
You never have to sit down.
The tube for my colostomy bag pulled him to safety.
I think also that one, man, that's tough. That's something serious. You got a serious issue.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. But, you know,
whereas, like, the eye patch, like, the eye is gone. There's nothing you can do.
That's still a serious issue.
Very much.
I'm missing my eye.
But it's not ongoing.
I don't have my eye again. Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's not a disease, but like, I'm not getting my eye back, man.
And what if, let's just assume, right, that you really don't have good vision like I do. Like, even if I want...
My vision sucks.
Well, I'd
wear a monocle.
That's what I'm saying. Would you wear a monocle? Would you also have to wear a monocle with the eye patch so you can see?
I would rock a monocle.
Could you buy one contact? I don't know how this game works.
Well, sure.
Okay, all right. So, number two is a colostomy bag. That's one you're going to have to pick for the rest of your life. Number three... We go with the pirate peg leg.
Mm-hmm.
Not some nice new animal.
No, this is the pirate's
peg leg.
Not the stuff like the Kenny Mayne's charity is doing or any of those
people. Nothing like that.
No, this is not the stuff that people get when they come back from service. And this is not that.
This is the peg leg.
This is a peg leg, man. Looks like the bottom of a Louisville Slugger.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
It could be.
And you're just clacking around. Everyone knows you're coming.
You're not sneaking up on anybody.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. I mean, it's there. That's what you got. Pirate peg leg. And the fourth thing. And we just have observed this casually, not something we really understood. We had such a large group of people that listen to this show who seem to have this ailment, but we're going to ask you to go toothless. All your teeth would no longer be in your mouth.
For some of you, that's already the case, but I'm curious to know, if you are toothless now and you hear these other options, do you believe that you have the best option? Like, to me, I'm still taking the eye patch. Because chewing food's still going to suck, right? If you don't have teeth, it's fine. But chewing sucks. The peg leg is just freaking ridiculous because it's a peg leg, man. That's just not okay these days. The colostomy bag, I think, speaks for itself. So the eye patch, and if nothing else, just aesthetically when people look at you,
it's
just got to be a more interesting story.
I have a question. Does the colostomy bag take care of both the urine and the other?
I don't know, but a comment came in talking about their uncle. It says, my uncle has a colostomy bag, and the best thing that it seems to do is that he never has to go to the bathroom.
So right, that's what I'm saying. That would be great.
But he has to go and clean it out.
Yeah. But I mean, like, okay, I'm driving down the road. I'm not counting the exits. Like, oh my God, I got to get someplace. Where is it? Like, I can just hang that bag out the window and empty it. You know what I mean? Going down the road.
Don't do that, man.
Well, I mean, you know.
I empty my colostomy bag on the open
But that's
highway.
The cool thing. You walk.
Do you know what a colostomy bag is?
Yeah, you go into
it's attached to you.
Well, you can take it off. You have to empty it. Yeah, right. And then you empty it.
But you got to do it. You want both hands.
Look, I've been in this bathroom.
Don't do it.
Even at work, I've been in this bathroom before where someone has stood up on the seat. Or stood up, used the bathroom with the seat down.
All right.
There's their pee all over the seat. You know what I mean? There's like a stray pube hanging out. You know what I mean? I got to sit down and use the bathroom. Colostomy bag, guess what? Guess who does not have to sit down? Right here. So I can just dump
Why
it.
Why don't they put this on the ads for colostomy bags? Here's Jim. Look at him just drive down the highway.
Yeah, I'm serious. Like, I can
No side stops for Jim. He's pooping and peeing right now.
I look at that toilet paper roll that's empty. I don't care.
Doesn't matter to me.
It really doesn't.
I don't need to wipe my ass.
Yeah, I'm good to go. See?
The advantages. Mm-hmm. So are you taking a colostomy bag?
I'm thinking about yes. I think that's going to be my pick. I really do. I really do, but I don't know. Again, I not having any of this going on in my life, I think the eye patch would be the worst.
You think that's the worst?
Yes.
Absolutely. The eye patch.
How am I going to see? I can't see already.
With your other freaking eye.
Or with no teeth, you can just put in dentures.
How is this so complicated?
Yeah, but... put in dentures?
I don't want to look like, you know, this guy.
I'm going either eye patch or no teeth.
Okay, yeah, I agree, man.
Okay, all right. By the way, again, what a conversation. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, you can get there and jump in on our Men's Room poll. Pick one. Eye patch, colostomy bag, pirate peg leg, or toothless. All right, the game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Just some info, and I put info in quotes. I will not verify this, but the comments that are coming in. With the colostomy bag, I guess there's two separate bags.
One for pee and one for poop.
I guess.
Oh, that's convenient.
Let's see if it's attached to the intestine. It's attached to the intestine, not the urinary tract.
All right.
And it says positive colostomy bag story. A guy was messing with my dad in traffic. He pulls out the bag, splattered across the dude's windshield. Very useful.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Your positive colostomy bag. Hey, man.
I ain't taking S from anybody, but I'll give it.
Oh, he'll give you S. No, literally.
Yeah,
he will give you S.
All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who's our first contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, damn it. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Hola. Matt.
Clippernhorn.
And are you playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
I am sober as a judge.
Okay, Matt. I'm assuming you're lying then. That's your men's room poll. We want you to pick one. Keep in mind, you're going to have this baby forever. Will it be an eye patch, a colostomy bag, a pirate peg leg, or go toothless?
You know, having had dentures for a year now, I'm sorry, being in the Navy as long as I was, I think I could rock an eye patch pretty well.
Okay, all right.
So, hell, you had dentures and you'd still rather have an eye patch than have to wear the dentures?
My dentures cost $4,000. I have got nice dentures, and I would still rather rock an eye patch, yes.
And do you have to, there you go, testimony. Do these have to be cleaned every night? Like, there's improvements with almost anything, right? Whether, in fact, right. If it's a glass eye, if it's something for missing limbs, all of the, but with dentures, you still have to clean those things every night?
I take them out every day. I work third shift, so I take them out every morning, and I soak them for several hours, and when I get up in the afternoon, I put my teeth back in, and yeah. I don't have to use the glue or any of that kind of stuff, but...
Okay. And have they ever loosened, like, when you've sneezed or something like that?
My temporary ones did, but the new ones that I have, don't.
Could you ever eat, like, wacky taffy or, you know what I mean, like, something really sticky? You know, like a Nutter Butter?
Tootsie Rolls, man. Love Tootsie Rolls, can't eat them anymore.
Okay, yeah, I figured there's something that's sticky, man.
Right, man.
Like a saltwater taffy or any kind of...
Right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, here's your first question. It is, in fact, multiple choice. And I did not know this before this morning. But if bred in captivity, which bird can talk better than a parrot? Is it a crow, a raven, a magpie, or a sparrow? So if raised in captivity, which bird can learn to talk better?
Crow.
What are you going with?
I think the crow.
Crows are smart.
Magpie?
Raven.
Ooh.
I would have guessed crow, too.
Snap a picture of yourself.
That's what all speaking ravens sound like, Ray Lewis.
Call them up some cracker.
Tigers thrills football team.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. All right. Your question. When Disneyland opened in 1955, Tomorrowland was designed to look like a specific year in the future. What year was it? Now, some of the hints are the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded, Top Gun hit the movie theaters, and Madonna was singing Papa Don't Preach.
Can you repeat that one, please, man?
I thought about it, and I will. When Disneyland opened in 1955... Tomorrowland was designed to look like a specific year in the future, which is now in our past. What year was it? And as some hints, it's the same year that the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded, Top Gun hit the movie theaters, and Madonna was singing Papa Don't Preach.
1986?
Oh, damn. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
I was thinking 83. I couldn't remember. 83, 84.
Come on, man.
For some reason. Yeah, okay.
Don't you remember Papa Don't Preach? God, I hate
it. I was trying to remember the Challenger. That was
the Challenger is the one I remember.
I remember that because I was in school, and I was trying to remember what grade I was in school.
I was supposed to be in school, and I was cutting that day.
Mm, okay.
Watching Price is Right Showcase Showdown.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Price is Right when you skip school was so much fun.
It was awesome. Yeah. We were watching Price is Right. It was at the Showcase Showdown, and we're like... 16, 17-year-old boys. So in the Showcase Showdown with some normal-looking dude and a hot chick. Naturally, we're kind of pulling for the hot chick. And then they do one of those things that's like, CBS Special News Report. And at that age, at that time in life, that meant if you're under the age of 30, you don't care. So we just started talking, right? And I think it was Dan Rather pops on. And in the background, we just hear, blah, 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 blah. Space shuttle exploded.
But then that turned your head because every kid wants to be an astronaut.
Well, our heads turned immediately. Watch that thing the rest of the day. And then when I got home, though, my parents, they're like, hey, we don't know if you heard. The space shuttle exploded. I'm like, yeah, we heard. They're like, they told you guys in school? Like, no. Yes, they did. It was in school for years. I was about to say, watching Price is Right. Man, that's crazy talk. Yeah, good times.
I would never do that.
Hello, Wiley. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Wiley, sober, not sober.
Sober.
Sober, Wiley, welcome to the show. All right, pick one on our men's room poll there, Wiley. Will it be an eye patch, a colostomy bag, a pirate peg leg, or go toothless?
That's our secret Santa pool.
Well, I've had to deal with a couple of those.
Which ones?
I'm going to have to go. Well, I had an uncle that had he had a fake eye.
All right.
So that was always fun.
Yeah, I think it's weirder to be around the person with the eye patch than to be the guy with the eye patch.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Because it's like, okay. So which one are you going
to
go with?
Yeah, I'm going with dentures. I'll get my teeth pulled. That way I never have to see a dentist again.
All right. Hey, there's an advantage to that. Well, I bet you'd have to still go in for something, but who knows?
I mean, you can just not go to the dentist. No, rip all my teeth out of my mouth.
They are for teeth.
All right. Oh, you know what? Hang on the line there for us, our toothless friend.
Wiley, we got to take a quick break.
All right.
We'll be right back. More Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef on the way, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, has 10 traditional Christmas foods from around the world. And I believe we get to sample some things as well here as the last Ted's Meat and Potatoes of the year is coming up. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. We have Wiley on the line, and right before we went to break, Wiley, just getting to you there. We haven't got one question yet, but you're working on question number one and playing for Team Sober.
Here is your question. In the 1980s, Pablo Escobar's cartel was spending $2,500 a month on rubber bands. Why were they spending $2,500 a month on rubber bands?
I have to wrap their dope packages for airdrops.
That's not a bad guess. Yeah. Believe it or not, isn't it? They bought this rubber band to hold their bundles of cash together.
Oh.
Think about that. You can spend $2,500 a month on rubber bands just to keep all of your cash together.
You know, sometimes, like, those guys that get that big, like, that's the hardest part. It's not getting the drugs places. It's like, what do you do with the money? How do you clean it? How do you...
Right,
you
know, it's cash. Where do we put that? Yeah, I wish I had that problem. Man, oh, man.
We got to clean all this cash.
Never thought about the plight of the successful cartel.
We should get all money launder.
You know, it's funny, my mom on Thanksgiving asked me about that. She thought she cleaned it. I was like, no, no, no.
That's for real? Are you being serious?
Yeah, she had no idea what laundering money meant.
Wow. Okay.
I just put mine in the dishwasher.
All right, here's your question. Before George W. Bush took office as president, Clinton staffers removed what letter from over 60 keyboards at the White House?
Not a clue.
W.
Ah.
One of those little pranks they do to each other.
I see. That's funny.
Yeah, when they got there, they're like, it's not that you couldn't press where it was, but yeah, the W's were all missing.
Now just give you candy.
James Avery, a.k.a. Uncle Phil from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, was also the voice of what Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles character? You know this one, Ted?
Splinter? No. Yeah, Splinter.
Oh.
Shredder.
He was Shredder?
That's right. Uncle Phil is also Shredder from...
range.
Yeah. Yes. Good guy, bad guy.
That's amazing.
After an online vote in 2011, Toyota announced that the official plural of Prius was what?
It's got to be Prius.
Prii.
That's like a four-door Yugo.
I always thought Yugo would have done better if they came out with a model called the Girl. But no, Yugo Girl. That was my thing. They didn't listen to me. Now they're out of business. Kiss my ass. All right, your question. What does the Q in Q-tip stand for?
Quilted.
Damn, that's not a bad guess.
Quality. Yeah, it's a quality tip.
Wiley, you don't have
bad guesses, but you're on question number six.
This is the furthest I've ever gone.
Congratulations.
Welcome to uncharted territory.
Welcome to being a dummy.
Welcome to sitting in the back of the class.
See, when's the first time you said that, 35?
Wiley, you got a little drool coming out of your corner of your lip there.
There you go.
Other side.
All right, it's cool. I think I vaguely remember this now, but this is kind of mind-blowing to me. Michael Jackson's 1988 autobiography titled...
Actually, that was not the name of the autobiography.
It was titled Moonwalk. No, it's not titled Hee Hee. Either way, his 1988 autobiography was edited by what former first lady?
Nancy Reagan?
Tipper Gore. She was a vice president lady.
A vice president lady, yeah. But
Barbara Bush?
Jackie O.
Jackie O.
Yeah.
Huh. I did not know that.
Wow.
Yeah, she worked for a publisher.
That's what I said.
Makes a ton of sense now.
Yeah, now it does.
Just like Elaine Bennis.
All right, multiple choice question. In the original version of Wizard of Oz, Dorothy's faithful companion Toto, was it another dog, a cat, a cow, or a crow?
In the original Wizard of Oz?
The original Wizard. In the original, in the book, in fact, the slippers were silver. They made them ruby for TV so people could see them. And Toto, actually Toto had a different name. Was it a different type of dog? Was it a cat, a cow, or a crow?
Boy. Shot in the dark. I'll say a different type of dog.
Is that an option?
Yes.
A crow?
A cow.
A cow.
Question eight.
You're not sitting in the back of the class anymore. They put you in a different classroom. Kids you used to make fun of.
No.
How many lanes does an Olympic swimming pool have?
10.
8.
Plus 8.
9.
Say, question 9, Miles?
Question 9.
Question 9. 9?
Nine.
According to the nursery rhyme, Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod sailed in a what?
Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod? I never even heard that nursery rhyme. A cup.
Canoe?
Still not a bad guess. A shoe.
What was it?
Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod.
Sounds like a
I don't think I've ever heard that nursery rhyme in a while. I'm completely confused.
Yeah.
Question 10.
From Atlanta.
Yeah, winking, blinking, and nod.
Yeah.
Winking, blinking, winking.
I think Blinking does all the trap beats for them, if I'm not mistaken.
Nod's a DJ.
Yeah.
Because he just stands back and nods.
Yeah.
All right, your question. How many provinces are there in Canada?
Okay, give me a minute on this.
He's got this one.
Yeah, there's that one over there. That one with all the white people.
The more white people.
It's either 8 or 9. I'll say 8.
That's what I was going to guess.
10.
10.
10.
I always thought it was 9, and I always said they brought the Yukon Territory out of the problem.
Right. Yeah. All right there, Wiley. Need to hold the line for a second while we do a little station identification.
Oh,
you are now on
question
number 11. That is simply spectacular. Spectacular in an awful way. If you'd like to be a contestant and play Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.